This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Tom Latcham on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, Tom Latcham here. It's 10:04 on FUBAR Radio, and as REM say, reading the news today makes me think we're heading for the apocalypse. 6 o'clock, TV hour, we seem to be facing daily terrorist attacks around the world in response to the West pummeling the Middle East with bombs. And now the Guardian's reporting they've uncovered a secret ISIS document showing that the group who want a state across the Middle East are planning to create said state, including a parliament, a chamber of commerce and schools. Meanwhile, batshit crazy US presidential candidate Donald Trump has called for all Muslims to be banned from entering the United States until, and I quote, this is a genuine quote, our country's representatives can figure out what is going on. At the same time, the Front National are on the march in France, having won almost 28% of the national vote and first place in six of the country's 13 regions in their recent regional elections. But before any of that can happen, we'll probably be swamped by floodwaters thanks to global warming, as the poor people of Cumbria are finding out today for a second time in less than 10 years. Makes you really worry. But fret not, listeners, I'll be trying to untangle this awful mess and work out whether there is, in fact, hope for humanity with my wonderful co-host, the very, very posh, well-heeled Jasper Cromwell-Jones. Hello, Jasper.
Hello, good to be here.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm worried.
Worried.
But I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling fine myself, actually.
Well, that's good. Good journey here.
I can't complain. It was absolutely fine for me. I feel sorry for Cumbria, people of Cumbria. I mean, it's hard enough for them because, you know, they have to live in the north, which I don't envy. But and on top of that, now they've got a bit of bad weather.
just a bit.
Yeah, not ideal.
No,
but I can teach them some tricks. You know, survival tips.
You're a survivor.
I survived. No. All seriousness. Carry a spork.
A spork.
Spork, very important. It's a spoon and a fork in one. Ooh. It's a real space saver. I always take loads.
How might that help the flooded out Cumbrians?
Spoon, fork. Sometimes, you know, if you want to splash out. Sorry for the pun. Sorry. Sometimes you get a spoon and a fork and a knife, you only need that really.
When you're fleeing your home, you don't need to take the whole cutlery set to eat. The one.
Just the one. Although I sort of take quite a few, just in case. Never tell what happens. I like to sort of help out people. I do what I can for charity. As well, my Millie, she runs a lot of charities, Dogs for Jesus. She helps
vital,
out
vital charity that
yeah she helps
great
out
work.
When she can. Feel sorry for all the people involved in the wars and everything. France, you've got to get involved when something happens to France, because that's where most of us have our second homes.
Well, not most of us, Jasper.
No, good point. The government. that's why they get involved, isn't it? And we must save our second homes. That's the
slogan.
That's the chant. I hope that kicks off. Save our second homes. You heard it here first.
Yeah, well, I think it's a campaign that we can all get behind. I think we should be we'll be billeting the government. I think they'll go for it. And maybe the people of Cumbria can make use of our second homes. Now theirs are going to be out of action for 8 months.
Yeah, of course.
Not yours, obviously.
No,
not yours.
I'll be fine.
Well, anyway, we're also going to be asking the question of the day. If you knew the apocalypse was coming, what is the one thing that you would do? Get in touch. Tom at foobarradio.com. Tweet us at foobarradio or call us 0330 223 0200. That number is 0330 223 0200. Coming up, apart from the wonderful posh, the poshest man I think we've ever had on this show, Jasper Cromwell Jones. We'll be having a pay-per-view with author and artist Chelsea Berlin, and we'll also be looking at Donald Trump's comments with US political historian James D. Boyes. We may be speaking to club owner and pal to the stars Howard Spooner, although he is stuck in traffic. Yet another sign of the apocalypse, perhaps.
Terrible.
That M4 corridor from the Cotswolds to London.
I know it well.
Yeah, nightmare. And we'll be chatting to the designers of the more fancy dress suits about how they got rich from a job lot of polyester, as well as speaking to Mirror Sports act Darren Lewis on Chelsea losing to my club AFC Bournemouth at the weekend, and what a weekend that was. And we'll be talking to him about what it means for Jose Mourinho. Anyway, we'll come back after this with the news review, and we'll play a song. This is The Prodigy, Run With Wolves. I saw him the other day, fantastic, wicked. Here he goes. Football Radio 1010. There you go. That was Prodigy, Run With Wolves. Ended abruptly. It's 10:15. It's Football Radio. I'm here with my co-presenter, who is Jasper Cromwell Jones, the poshest man Fubar's ever had in. Although I think it's your second time in, isn't it?
Yeah. I've come back for more.
Yeah, you enjoyed it so much last time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It came back for seconds.
Who was the second poshest? I feel like I haven't had a lot of competition.
There's not that. There isn't really a great deal of competition. And also, someone you're quite well to do, I would say, Chelsea Berlin.
I am reasonably well.
Our paper reviewer, who's been in before.
I have been here
just
before.
Author and artist. Who we did a great rave show, didn't we?
Last time it was good fun.
Went through playing loads of like old Brave tracks and chatting about the late '80s rave scene. It was good fun.
Good days. Good time. Yeah, it was really good fun.
And so I invited you back. Yeah. Don't mess it up.
I'll try not.
No pressure, Chelsea. Chelsea, you have been going through the papers today.
There's
a sort of mixed bunch, aren't they? There's no real major story dominating the front pages.
No major story, but lots of very interesting things that are sort of pulling our attention back over the last few days. One that really stands out for me is this issue with the NHS at the moment. People being fobbed off when they complain about issues that have happened, deaths that are unaccountable, problems with healthcare in general. And this comes back really to a lack of resources, doesn't it? There isn't enough money in the NHS. It's a brilliant service that is renowned across the world. And yet it doesn't seem to have enough money and enough people to deal with the big issues. People are being fobbed off. Well, they're not really being fobbed off. There just isn't anybody to deal with a major complaint when something goes wrong. Let's get some more money into the NHS. Let's take it out of things like Trident, which we really don't need. If we took all that billions that are being wasted there and shoved it back into the NHS, I think we'd be able to answer these families and give them proper help.
The funding of all public services is a political hot potato at the moment. It's under very much debate. Jasper, what's your opinion? More money for the NHS or more money for defence?
I was thrown when you said hot potato, and I thought, God, that would be lovely.
We'll see what we can do later, Jasper.
It sounds horrendous, the NHS. I wouldn't know. I'm with Bhupar. But I've heard it's absolutely shocking. Some of the beds are in an absolute state. No quilts, a lack of sort of DVD players, no sort of, oh, thank you very much.
They have DVD players at Bhupar, how quaint.
Yeah.
I haven't had a DVD player in years.
No. I tell you what, next time you get injured, call me up and I'll sort you out.
Sort me out with a DVD player.
Yeah, but no, it's absolutely... it's absolutely horrendous what's happening with the NHS.
Some of your staff must be using the NHS.
Exactly. I've seen them in all sorts of problems, having all sorts of problems. So, I think something has to be done. I'll have a word with some of my people, some people I know sort of high up see what we can do. Because at the moment, you know, the rich are getting richer.
Which you must not be too unhappy about.
Which, you know, is fine for me.
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.